Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
All right, it's Wendy and for John, and I will say it loud, say it proud, I am a White Sox fan. I always have been. I don't like the Cubs. There, I said it. Matt Flesch joins us right now, and I think you feel the same way. You love the White Sox, don't you, Matt?
Yeah, hi, Wendy. Definitely. I'm a huge White Sox fan, as you might imagine.
All right. Well, we are going to talk about your beautiful three-part documentary that you put together. It's on YouTube called Last Comiskey. I really love it. I want to start by saying, as a Sox fan, it really feels like we are the second team here in Chicago. We're the redheaded stepchild, and I have a redheaded biological child. Why is it? Cubby's this, Cubby's that. Come on.
Yeah, it's true. It's tough, you know. I mean, I think the Cubs had WGN when I was a kid, and they were broadcast all over the country. So they were like, they were the whole country's team in a lot of ways. And they were also Chicago's team because they were so accessible via WGN. And I think that's why just Chicago is a Cubs town. And then you got Wrigley and the bars and the rooftops, and White Sox fandom is a whole different thing. So, yeah, it is. It definitely is. It still feels like a Cubs town.
It does. And as I was watching your documentary, I binged it last night, and it is so good. It is so touching. You are what your family is usually. My grandfather, Giuseppe Gasparato, who came from Italy as a young child, he came here and he just fell in love with the White Sox, and he would sit there with his little black and white TV watching Channel 44. That's when we had Harry Carey here on the South Side.
Yeah.
And the old park was good and bad. After watching your documentary, I fell in love with it more. And Nino was able to go to the old park, not the new park.
Yeah, that's so true. You know, like, my dad was a huge White Sox fan, and, you know, growing up hearing about, like, Nellie Fox and Louis Aparicio and all these great players. So, yeah, and the old park, it definitely had its flaws. Like, there's, you know, and tried not to gloss over that in this documentary. Like, the poles were rough. Some of those seats were really tough. You know, so there were issues with the park, but there was so much good also about that park. And there was a feeling in it that you just don't get these days. You get there a little bit with Wrigley. You know, I got to give props to the Cubs for keeping that old ballpark. And I love Fenway, too.
Yeah.
But that old Comiskey Park was just a special place.
All right. Well, I took a bunch of notes, to be honest with you, last night when I was watching this. And we're talking to Matt Flesch. You're local, right? You're from the suburbs?
Yeah, I grew up in Elmhurst, lived in Chicago a long time, went to North Park University. Now I live in Arlington Heights.
Okay. And are you a filmmaker, or are you just a fan that decided to make a film?
No, I am not a filmmaker. I work in communications for a biotech here in the area. And that gave me a lot of exposure to some really great creative film people. And I picked up a lot from that. But this was, you know, definitely the first time ever tried to do anything of this nature.
All right. Well, here are some of my notes, and I wanted to go over them. First thing I mentioned is Jeff Torborg was the manager at the time. This focuses on the 1990 last game. Tell me what this focuses on, and I'll tell you my notes.
Yeah, definitely. So the documentary focuses on the last year at Old Comiskey Park.
Right.
And that team was supposed to be terrible. The A's were in the division, and they were like this incredible Goliath team. And the Sox team that year defied all expectations, and they were in the pennant race basically the entire year up until maybe end of August. It started to fall off. But then the documentary is also about, it's the last, you know, it's this young up-and-coming team, all these young players, Frank Thomas, Robin Ventura, Sammy Sosa was on that team, the backdrop of, like, this old park in its final season. And then also, you know, what we were really trying to capture as part of this wasn't just the team and the season, but also, like, what was it like for the vendors that were there? What was it like for security? What did it feel like to be a fan? How did it feel to be in the clubhouse? So we tried to, like, really elevate like the community and the circus kind of village that Comiskey Park was.
And what Jeff Torberg was the manager at the time during then.
That's right.
And what I loved was it was really this one big family. It really was. You have the players saying, oh, yeah, Torborg was telling us, bring your wives on the plane. You know, you can travel with your family. It was affordable for people to go to the park, to have food. It was this one big happy family. Nancy Faust, this sweet Nancy Faust, this young little Nancy Faust was so amazing. There are so many things. 815 has just texted us. Big Cubs fan here, but loved the documentary. Great for any baseball fan. I even told a few friends who are Sox fans to watch it. It just had so many good feelings of camaraderie.
Yeah, that was a big through line to this. And it's like in parts 2 and 3, we dug into that even more. Like, how important is chemistry? And, you know, a lot of times people say chemistry comes from winning. And, you know, that's probably true to a certain extent. But I think Jeff Torborg was a really, a very good person, like a really good man. And he had this, you know, family approach to things. I actually spoke with him last week because he's really enjoyed the documentary. We weren't able to get him in it, but we're going to try and do like a follow-on video later and do some interviews with him. But he was saying like, yeah, he wanted people to bring the families with. He said that coaches used to hang out in the bar, and so players would never hang out in the bar on the road. But Torborg didn't drink, so he encouraged the players, if you're going to drink, go to the bar in the hotel. Then I at least know where you are then, and I'm not going to be down there, so you guys do what you need to do. I'm not going to be down there like with the coaches, like what was common. So just like a lot of little things like that. You know, a lot of teams say, hey, we're a family, we're going to be a family this year. But it's fun to dig into, like, what does that really mean? And we try to dig in on that a little bit in this.
All right, we are going to take a quick break. We are talking to Matt Flesch, filmmaker, Las Comiskey. It's awesome. It's on YouTube, free to watch, 3-part documentary. Of course, there was footage of Disco Demolition with Steve Dahl. Of course, that was in there. It has to be. And I want to talk about the Hitmen, Good Guys Wear Black, Winning Ugly. I liked the Batterman logo. How did you like decide to put this together? The pandemic's going on. You love the White Sox. How did this all come to be?
Yeah, pandemic and just had some extra time on our hands. My brother Mike is my creative collaborator on this. We loved The Last Dance. And we were like, hey, you know, what are some other great seasons in Chicago history that we'd love to see a documentary on? And we both were like, 1990, what a great year that was. We love Old Comiskey Park. And so him and I, we just figured like, hey, no one's going to make this, so let's try to make something. And we put together some videos on YouTube that my brother Mike, he wrote a lot of it and narrated it. And that got us some attention from like Nancy Faust reached out, Ozzie Guillen said he liked it. And that was the launching off point where we were like, let's try to interview players. And because of COVID, people were getting used to Zoom and stuff. And so they were more likely to say, yeah, I'll give you 10 minutes. I'll give you 20 minutes on a Zoom. I got nothing going on. And that is, so this is really kind of born out of the pandemic.
Okay, Ozzie Guillen, I adore him. We were coming home. My husband's also a Sox fan, which helps. A lot of mixed marriages out there. But with us, it's just White Sox all the way. We were coming home from a Sox game many, many years ago when Ozzie was still playing with some friends of mine. And we're driving down I-55 coming home. And there's this sports car weaving in and out of traffic, this red convertible with the license plates, Ozzie. And it's like, no, it couldn't be, could it? And we looked in there, there's Ozzie. He honked, we waved. It was just so much fun. That guy, to this day, has so much spirit.
Yeah, yeah. Of course it was Ozzie.
Of course.
That's hilarious. Yeah, he does have so much spirit. He's like, you know, you talk to different players, and they all have different, remembering of the games, and they appreciate the time. But when you talk with Ozzie, you get the sense that you're talking to somebody who loves the White Sox just as much as you do.
Yeah.
And he's so embedded in Chicago culture now. I feel like he's been the heart of the White Sox really for the last 35 or so years. And he wants the team to win so bad. And I hope, you know, that came out in the documentary. Like he wanted these young guys to be good because he wanted to win. And so he was just as concerned with like Thomas and Ventura being good as himself because he wanted the Sox to have a winner. And also, he was so nostalgic for Old Comiskey Park, which was, I didn't really realize that until I spoke with him. And he was, you know, very nostalgic about the old park and what that meant to him and his family.
Lucky number 13, Ozzie Guillen.
Oh, and yeah.
Good old number 72, Carlton Fisk, a favorite in our family. What I loved in this documentary is he would come to work out, what, for a couple hours after the game. He'd pass some Andy Frayne ushers who had confiscated some beer, and they offered him a beer. Did he drink beer and work out after the games?
I think, I think after the game, he would go work out for like a while, and then he'd walk around up there on the ramp, and you know, he would stop and see they had beer, and the GM at the time banned beer from the clubhouse, so that, you know, these Andy Frayne ushers had confiscated beer at the gates, and what they would do is put those cans of beer into the vending machine that they had in the Andy Frayne room to get them cold, and then they would drink them after the game, and then Fisk would come by, and you know, Fisk had a bit of a gruff reputation over the years, but it was kind of cool to hear from the people he played with, and like the Andy Frayne ushers and others. Just that, you know, when he wasn't out there on the field, like, he was pretty, like, he would talk to you. And yeah, I mean, he was Carlton Fisk, so he's probably intimidating as hell. But he would talk to people and have conversations. And that was cool to hear as a fan.
Yeah, there's a beautiful moment where Cheryl Ray, a sportscaster, was talking about how at first Carlton Fisk was like, "What do you want?" And then they created this wonderful relationship where he would just speak to her and kind of muffle his voice so other reporters couldn't hear. So that was really sweet. And Carlton Fisk was so respected by the other players. I mean, he really taught the team how to be great.
He did. Yeah, he led by example, and he was such a fixture in Comiskey Park and for the White Sox. Like, I feel like my whole childhood, it was Carlton Fisk.
It was, I can't tell you how wonderful this is. It's called Last Comiskey. I love that they also played Game Boys in the dugout, because that was the time that the Game Boy, the Nintendo Game Boy, came out. Just so many cool things. 630 has texted, "Old Comiskey was the best." Thanks for sharing this, Wendy. Where can we find this? Will it ever be in theaters? Go Sox. We now turn it to Matt Flesh, who made Last Comiskey. You can see it on YouTube, but what about a theatrical release?
Right, yeah. Right now, you can see it on YouTube. Last Comiskey 1990 is our handle. We do a lot of stuff on Twitter, so Last Comiskey is the handle on Twitter. We're not doing any theatrical, but we are having an event at the Promontory in Hyde Park on May 13th. And so you can go to, I think it's www.thepromontory.com, and tickets are $25. It's a fundraiser for an epilepsy organization that I support for kids who've had surgery, brain surgery, to stop their seizures. So I really encourage people to come out to that. We're going to have Don Paul, Wayne Edwards, Nancy Faust there. So for listeners, please, you know, check it out. We'd love to have you come out.
Okay, and where do we go to find information on that, or just follow you guys on Twitter? Give all your handles again.
Yeah, we'll be posting on Twitter. So at Last Comiskey on Twitter is a great spot to get that. And then Last Comiskey 1990 on YouTube. We actually have a little video with information about the event on our YouTube page, so you can check that out too.
All right. Well, so nice to meet you. Great work. Thank your brother. His name's Mike, you said?
Yeah, Mike. Yeah, and also I got to shout out Tom Scher, Pete Giannotta, Mark Bandy. It took a village to put this together. Color, audio, they did an amazing job. So, you know, this wasn't just me. There was a great team of people putting this together to make it come off the way it did.
Absolutely love it. It's a work of art. Thank you so much for talking with us, Matt.
Oh, thanks for having me, Wendy.
Go
really
Sox!
Appreciate it.
Go Sox! Come on.
Let's turn it around.
I know, because they're sucking it up now that I have you on the air. They got to turn it around big time.
That's right. Yeah. Well, this will be the good luck charm.
All right. Perfect. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Matt. I appreciate it.